Well, almost. At least there is a bus service from Dublin to Ballyshannon, and there's somebody who has promised to meet pilgrims in Ballyshannon and take them to the island and then take them home on the third morning. Now, for some people, that's not entirely satisfactory, but it should help a lot. And I suppose to say to people out there who are encountering difficulties, give us a ring at Lochdaig, 071-986-1518. That number is available in a lot of places. And we'll try and get the thing sorted at our end here.
Mm. And how are the pilgrim numbers this year?
Pilgrim numbers are looking good. June is always a quiet time, and throughout the week, with the exception of the weekends, is quiet. That's always the case. And of course, for some people, that's great. They love to get a quiet time. They love to be here when there aren't many. Then other people prefer to be with a bigger group and come at weekends. And of course, some people can only get off at weekends. So, but it's looking good, and it's nice to see people coming back after a number of times here. It's also lovely to see people coming for the first time.
So what do you think is the special attraction of Lochdaig that people come again and that other people try it for the first time?
I suppose it's different for everybody, but there's something very general and something in common. I suppose the fact that when you come to Lochdaig, you're connecting with this very ancient way of praying, which is really Celtic, I suppose, in many ways, praying with the whole body. So that it's not just a matter of words. And there's the whole thing of, as I sometimes say to pilgrims, you know, they put everything into it, and they get a lot out of it for that reason. That's an aspect of it. I suppose another aspect of it that's important, and I like to quote a theologian on this one, who said that when we get in touch with ourselves authentically, then we experience God. And maybe it's that authentic thing of really getting in touch with myself, with my whole body as well as my spirit, my soul. Just being in touch with that assures me that I'm in touch with God in some way or other. And for me, that's the real essence of Lochdaig, that it helps me to get in touch with my real self and to celebrate that in different ways, and to celebrate the parts that hurt and so on, and to celebrate the forgiveness that's there from God for anything that's not right. All of that is a hugely important part of it. And then, of course, the fact that people don't have to make a reservation, and they don't have to make huge plans, and that anybody can come, you know, because we have people coming who haven't been in touch for years with anybody or anything. We have people coming who don't maybe practice. We have people coming who are not even Catholics, and we keep on saying here, everyone is welcome for whatever reason.
And of course, that is the whole essence of pilgrimage, isn't it?
It is, of course, yes. Just to be able to get away from the ordinary everyday things, to get a bit of space, to get time, just to be on your own for a while. That's great. And the good thing about it is that, you know, people come here and they're on their own, but they're in a small community of people. They make great friends. They have good crack while they're here. And that's all part of it. It's not a holiday. It's not fun. But it is very, very, it's just so good for people. And I hear that every single day as people leave here, how good it was. Just this morning, some people went home who had come from the United States, and they just said to me, it was amazing. We are going to come back.
Now, one of the big elements in Lochdaig is confession, isn't it?
We celebrate the sacrament every morning, and everybody is invited to join in that celebration. And I keep on talking about the celebration because, for me, it is the celebration of the fact that God in his mercy has forgiven us. It is the celebration of the fact that no matter what I have done or how I have been or anything like that, God still loves me and God has forgiven me. And I accept that forgiveness and I thank God for it. And with other people, I just express how I feel about it.
And that reconciliation and healing, I suppose, is what a lot of people would be looking for.
Absolutely. And we finished the sacrament with the renewal of promises at midday each day and anointing with the oil of gladness. And just that sense of wholeness, which is health really, isn't it? And healing. All that comes together in some way or other. And so many people talk about the healing they have received. It mightn't be the kind of miraculous healing that we often think about, or the dramatic kind of thing, but there is an awful lot of healing happens. And again, people just say that, and very often say it quietly, no big fuss about it, no trumpets or anything like that, but just, this place has done so much for me. My pilgrimage here, so last year or whatever, meant so much to me, changed my life, is what I hear,